Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am Jess. With me, as always, is my co-host, Reka.
Hello.
If you're listening to this, it is probably on a place where you get podcasts or CH2. But is it on our absolute favorite place to listen to us, Dropout? Whee! If you subscribe to Dropout, you get to hear Erotic Book Club first, as well as all of our other awesome podcasts, Tales from the Closet, Adventure Academy, and you get to watch our original shows. We have some exciting ones coming out that I'm excited for. We have Troopers returning, The Rise of the Budget.
Woo!
That Reka wrote on.
Yeah,
as well as another season of D20, a side quest with Reka.
Escape from the Blood Keep, bitches. Watch it.
Ooh, you've been a busy little bee.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired.
and our absolute favorite thing when you subscribe to Dropout is being on the Discord. It is a channel where you get to chat with us, the cast. We have a special Erotic Book Club one where we get to chat with you guys directly. And there's been a lot of fun combos on there, as always. People were super into Alfie. Specifically, there was a convo about Vera and Alduin's relationship. Some people were super into it. Some people were not.
Some people were just like, I'm here for Vera and her big character journey. It feels like a very delicate way to describe someone dealing with their internalized hatred of different people different than them. It was very beautifully discussed on the Discord.
And some people weren't trying to hear that shit. And they didn't want to put up with it. And that's your right, too.
Yes.
We learned that those specific shots were called X-ray shots.
Yes.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yes.
And then another really cool thing that came up on the Discord was about our stress treatment episode. A lot of people love those guests. We were so happy to have them on. And also somebody, I'll read their direct quote. All the literal equating genitals to gender was a bummer. Took me out of the otherwise enjoyable episode. So I think they're speaking to when we're talking about vaginas, we say they belong to women. When we're talking about penises, we say they belong to men. And that's not accurate. Yeah. There's people that identify all different genders or no gender at all. And they have all different body parts. And we want to be inclusive of everyone.
Absolutely. So we apologize and we're going to do better.
Yeah, we're going to do better. Thank you so much. That's another great reason for having the Discord. We get put in check.
Yes.
Yeah. So without further ado, we have a very exciting episode that is so close to my heart.
And mine too.
Where I was born and raised, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, but now it will forever be called
the gritty of brotherly love.
A Philly fan fiction.
Fan with a PH.
We knew we needed some superb experts in here today. Yeah. So we have with us a Philadelphia lifestyle expert, Madonna.
Hi, everyone. I am a lifestyle expert. I go out every night. I like to live a glamorous life.
You do. You're one of the most glamorous friends that I have.
Agreed.
Thank you.
And Madonna, what would you say is your favorite thing about the Philly lifestyle?
I really like the nightlife.
Yeah.
Truly, which you'll see in my my story that I'm going to read later.
Ooh.
It's just a little snapshot of Philly life, nightlife, and it's really, I'm really excited to share it with you.
Wonderful.
We are very excited to hear it. We also have another expert here. Over here, we've got our Philadelphia sports expert, David.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, big Philly sports fan, love Philly sports. I will admit that just about every team, I've lost track of them. With the Phillies, it was the second Carlos the Ruiz left the team, which was maybe in like 2013.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah,
this
Ruiz.
Is like
yeah,
me
of course.
And Jane the Virgin. I don't know what's going on anymore, but I know up to a point. I know very well.
Yeah, and I still watch them play and have these residual feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not quite personal to me anymore.
Yeah, this is like me in Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I I felt like the show was so much purer back in the day, and now it's just like too.
You don't get who the characters are
too sterilized. I think.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
They know they're on camera. They know they have social media now. They don't really like give it to people the same way. So I totally understand.
We totally get it.
Yeah.
Madonna and Dave are both from Philadelphia. Yes. That's where I met them years ago doing comedy there.
Yes.
So let's get into it.
Yes. And if you don't know, if you are not blessed to be from Philadelphia, Gritty is the Philadelphia Flyers mascot.
Yes.
And the Philly Fanatic is the glorious Philadelphia Phillies mascot. So look up these photos on your own time. You'll really, it really will help, I think, digest the story.
And Gritty's less than 1 year old.
So what?
Right? Wasn't Gritty introduced to the public in September?
Yes. But he's not a child.
Oh yeah,
he's a grown man.
Yeah. It's sort of like a Jack situation, you know, when Robin Williams is like born as like an adult man in the movie Jack. That's
Gritty. Only Gritty was born that big too.
Yes.
Oh my God. All right, our characters. If you were not able to read, of course, the Philly Fanatic. We have John Kruk, who was a former Philadelphia All-Star, who you are familiar with.
Yeah, he's an ESPN analyst. He's a big guy. He's a really big guy. And
when I looked him up, Chris Farley played him in like an SNL sketch.
Yeah, and I think my favorite thing about John Kruk is he one time famously, somebody was interviewing him, and they said, well, you're an athlete. And he said, I'm not an athlete. I'm a ball player.
Woo!
Ooh. So that's the kind of man John Kruk is.
I'm not a man. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
That kind of makes me wish he was a bit more involved in some other things.
He sounds aggressive. He sounds like a top. If I were to categorize.
Lifestyle. Philly lifestyle expert.
And of course, we have Gritty. It starts with a prologue defining what Philadelphia is, defining what a mascot is, and then defining what a Philadelphia mascot is, which is the highest honor a mascot can achieve, which I thought was incredible.
Yes.
Our story begins on September 24th, 2018. The Fanatic is taking a hot shower. He's described as egg-shaped eyes, megaphone nose, hula hoop belly, and size 22 quadruple wide feet.
God damn.
Damn.
You know what they say about mascots with wide feet?
No, what do they say?
Wide dicks.
Nice wide dick.
Huge jokes.
I actually think, I don't know if people are going to think this is crazy, I do think there's something kind of like sexy about the Philadelphia
Is
fanatic.
It because he jiggles?
I remember,
he's thick.
I remember going to see games and he would kind of like shake it around a bit and I'd be like, ooh.
I think he's someone that's like very into his own body and that's always very hot.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's very comfortable in his skin.
I think he would respond, like he responds to the touch.
Oh,
I'm sorry, did I get into it?
Woo, we were getting in it early. Madonna?
Yeah.
Who do we think is hotter before we even get started? I am curious now that we're just on it. Gritty or the Fanatic?
Okay. I mean,
I have two answers.
You guys,
I have two answers.
I feel like
only
it's
two options.
I feel like it's the Fanatic. I mean, he's older. He's more experienced. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
He shakes his pussy all around.
Like, yes!
Just flings it all around the stadium, if that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Our sports expert?
Stadium or ballpark, I think.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
So, yeah. For me, it's Fanatic for sure. I genuinely love his belly. I love the way he moves and I love the way that he owns it.
And when little trumpet nose.
Yeah. So. And that tongue.
That tongue could do a lot.
Oh, and it do.
It do. What are your 12 answers?
I think like personality wise, I think Gritty would be so much fun.
What?
He's fiercely liberal.
Oh, that is true. Okay.
I think he would be down to fucking clown. Mm. I think he'd be so much fun. I think Gritty maybe is like when you date a fuck up person who like has like cardboard boxes as furniture and they're like really fun, but they're like also like you're like, maybe not forever. But like
Gritty's
also they have
like
a heart
your
of gold.
First boyfriend.
Oh
yeah.
Gritty's like the guy you swipe right on when you're drunk. Tinder. Like hard
there's
right.
Something there.
There's something there. Yeah. Gritty is like the, like, you know, in Gilmore Girls, Dean. Gritty is the Dean.
Gritty and then is the Dean? Philly.
Gritty is actually the Jess. Gritty is the Jess. But
Gritty is a fuckboy.
You think Gritty's a fuckboy?
I think so.
Oh, I think he's like heart of gold, just like kind of a mess.
I think he's a good
most
guy.
Most people with hearts of gold are
a mess.
A mess and fuckboys.
I feel like Gritty's like a beach romance, right? Where it's like you go on vacation.
Oh,
like,
damn yes. It.
And he's a, Danny,
he's a local. He's a local. And
shut the fuck up. You go to like an Italian resort and he's there.
He's the kayaking instructor.
Oh my God. His eyes are jiggling all over the place.
Gritty would definitely like inadvertently get me pregnant.
I do think Gritty like is the type of guy to forget he didn't get his tubes tied or something. And like, I do think he's a fuck up.
Oh shit, I forgot.
I didn't go to that appointment. My second answer is I think the fanatic can like take care of me. Mm. And like I think that is nice for something long term, but like I want, you know,
because he's got that nest.
Yes. Yeah, a literal nest egg.
Danella, did you answer?
Yeah, I think my vote's for the fanatic. Yeah,
all right.
But I mean, Reka painted a picture of Gritty that I had not considered.
I'm not gonna kick Gritty out of bed.
No,
that's for sure.
You know, honestly, he is the bed. He's enormous.
He is the
he's a California
bed.
King.
So the fanatic comes out of the shower. And he's not quite the jovial clown that we're all used to. He is grittier in this interpretation. He's a little worn. He's a little tired. He's been at the game for a long time. He walks to his bedroom and we see there's a body there. It's a Drexel student. He describes that he has been with fans, that fans kind of throw themselves at him. And he's had it all and he's done it all. And he's a little worn out and he's a little tired, as I would imagine, you know, being at it for this long that you would be.
For the record, the body is alive. It's not.
Did I make it sound like she was murdered?
You said there was a body in the bedroom of a Drexel student.
She's alive.
She's very much alive. The fanatic did not murder this woman. No, there's like a body lying in your bed. It was more that it was a reveal. She turns like, around and you see like that Drexel D.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to imply she wasn't.
That's hilarious.
Who they met at the Copa Banana, which I've been to.
Copa Banana. I've never been to. What was that?
It was near where we would do improv at the Shoe Bin around the corner. It was that place with all like the bananas on the out. It was like very colorful. I would go there and get a margarita and an ahi tuna burger. And it was delicious.
a South Street staple.
Yeah. South Street staple for sure. He asks her to pass him a Yingling, which if you're not familiar is a very famous Philadelphia drink. Can't get it most places outside of Philadelphia, I don't think. He's been at it for nearly a decade and he's tired and he's worn out. And then he gets a call from his friend, John Kruk.
Well, he also says, today is the day I end it all.
Which I did think he was going to kill himself for a second.
Yes. Isn't that what he meant? Even though, like, he didn't do that, obviously.
I thought that when he talked to his friend John, it just meant that he was going to retire. But I did think for a second that he was suicidal.
Yes.
What did you guys think?
I thought he was suicidal.
I didn't really read it.
Hey, it's a book club. This happens. You don't always read the book.
Yeah.
So we don't know if the fanatic at this point maybe is on the verge of suicide.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought suicidal.
Yeah, okay, so then I wasn't going to say because I wasn't sure, but yeah, the fanatic is really down and out right now.
Which is extremely sad. He's beautiful.
He's a beautiful bird.
He's not a bird.
He doesn't like to be called a bird, though,
Jessica,
as we find
out. He's not a
bird. He gets a call from his friend, his best bud, John Kruk, who refers to him as Double P.
Double P.
Which I thought was very funny.
P.
Double P, there's something going down at the Please Touch Museum. You got to get down there. The attention to detail in this is incredible. There is a Please Touch Museum in Fairmount Park, a beautiful place to go.
Great place to do ecstasy.
Great place to do
lifestyle.
Lifestyle expert. So he heads down to the Please Touch Museum. He doesn't want to be noticed, so he doesn't take his private helicopter.
As if the Philly fanatic could go literally anywhere and not be noticed. Yeah. He is a giant green bird.
He's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, a big Phillies t-shirt. He jiggles, his tongue is sticking out, his nose is shaped like a trumpet. He's going to be noticed.
He heads down there. There's an announcement about to be made today. The Flyers have a new mascot, and he's seen mascots come and go in Philadelphia.
Oh, so he remembers Slapshot. He remembers it all. Mm-hmm. He's been through the horrors.
And so it doesn't really mean that much to him. The mascot is announced, and he kind of comes out in this like just orange wave, and he's spinning around and you can't quite see his face. And the crowd at first turns on him. They're not into him. Which is that what happened when Gritty was actually announced? Is this accurate?
It was a very mixed reaction. A lot of people were furious.
Yeah.
And his eyes were, when he first was released, were particularly googly. And people had opinions.
I remember people were mad about it at first.
Particularly googly.
And if I recall, they were particularly googly.
Je ne sais googly.
He's skating around, but then when he turns around and reveals those eyes, the fanatic is like, whoa.
In a way,
gorgeous.
Yes, yes. He is clearly immediately intoxicated by them, even if he doesn't know why yet.
Yes. The direct quote, my God, they're glorious.
Yes.
So the fanatic is almost taken aback. He leaves and then trips over some cables. And that causes a bit of a stir. Now people have realized this giant green bird was the fanatic.
It wasn't just an incidental green bird
in the Please Touch Museum.
And now Gritty is upset. And these two kind of get into a fight. They're upset. They're going back and forth with words. Gritty calls him shut your mouth, you stupid bird.
Yep.
And this is when we learn that the fanatic does not like being called a bird.
Yep.
Which I didn't know before
I love
reading
this showdown, this diva showdown.
Yeah. It is very much, not since Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston were wearing the same dress, promoting the Prince of Egypt song.
This is just like that.
This is exactly like that.
Gritty also says, I wrote this quote too, pick up your dumb ass and go home. You haven't led your team to victory in a decade.
And then this part's incredible because you would think, you know, this is the Philly fanatic. Everyone in Philadelphia loves him. But the crowd, because they are Philly lifestyle, they're big, brash, unapologetic, rough around the edges, yet flawless in every way.
That's me, baby.
That's me, baby.
That's me,
yes,
baby.
That's all of us.
That's Philly, baby. Yeah. That's what brings us all together.
Oh, wow.
Hold her hand.
Hold my fucking hand, David. Big brash, baby.
And the fans love this, and they turn on the fanatic, and now they're on the side of Gritty. They start throwing Tony Luke's wrappers and batteries at the fanatic.
Batteries. Where do they all get batteries? Who's to say?
You gotta have batteries on you when you live in Philly.
Yeah, you just have them in your purse. Yes. It's just
what kind?
AA.
Yeah, tiny ones. We're not cruel.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to be useful.
They've got to
be useful.
Yeah.
They're not car batteries.
Yeah.
We don't have boom boxes anymore. What are we doing with double Ds?
Gritty eventually thwacks him to the ground and says, the king is dead. Long live the king. Which is sort of a strange sentence because the king is dead. But I know what he means, right? He means he's the new king.
I mean, he's making this stuff up on the spot.
Yeah, we can't be too particular. And he's a little crazy. And, you know, it's fine.
Again, and he's less than 1 year old. He's Jack.
He's a baby. And then he's also like your first boyfriend. He doesn't get it. And he sleeps in a box and it's fine.
We do know that the fanatic is a bird, despite not wanting to be called that. He's from the Galapagos Islands. He's Ecuadorian. But what is...
Yada, yada.
Gritty? Is he a man? I thought he was supposed to be kind of like a crazy caveman who then became like somebody's Philadelphian uncle.
Jess? You have to explain what you said yesterday about what you think. You thought Gritty was human, but he's so angry that he just grew a bunch of hair.
Yeah,
right?
but he's so like, he's just like an animal too. So he's kind of like a man, but an animal. So he has extra hair.
There is a little backstory on
him. Whoa.
Which is, I guess, as they were renovating the Wells Fargo Center, they disrupted Gritty's cave.
He
came out. And it has been said that Gritty's father, and they didn't explain what this meant, but Gritty's father.
Gratty?
Grotto.
Gritty's father is a bully. That's just how they described him, like with a capital B.
Abusive?
No, because the Flyers were called
the
Broad Street Bullies. Oh. So he was birthed from a Broad Street bully?
I guess.
And then who is the mother? Lady Liberty herself?
The
bell? Damn, that's where that crack came from. That's incredible. From the depths of the Wells Fargo Center, the ancient Wells Fargo Center.
So he's almost like, he's like a hellish
like a
demon.
Missing link.
Yeah, like a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Cool, hot.
Does that change anyone's answer?
No, I still have two answers.
Not fair. So now the city is in love with Gritty. They have turned on the fanatic. The fanatic leaves in shame. He goes back to his bird nest, kind of perched over looking at everything. And matters only get worse. His best bud, John Kruk, calls him again, lets him know, turn on the radio. Turn on, what was it, Fox 29 News?
Oh my God.
And Gritty is on the news talking crap on the fanatic.
Yeah.
The mayor has banned the fanatic from Citizens Bank Park because he blames the fanatic for what has happened, because the fanatic tripped and kind of started this whole chaos. And now Gritty is going to be there opening day at Citizens Bank Park.
Not the fanatic.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is huge.
This is huge.
Insult to injury.
Insult to injury.
Totally.
And the fanatic is kind of riled up by this.
He says, this star is about to go goddamn supernova.
In ways he's upset, but in ways he's fired up in a way he hasn't been in years.
Like sexually fired up or he's more not, just angry?
He's not sure yet.
He's not sure. It's emotions are confusing.
Emotions, as I'm sure you know, are confusing.
Lifestyle. But all he knows is that he feels more like adrenaline than he's felt in years to be a mascot. Mm. Right now.
Yes. Okay. He wants to get down to that ballpark and show the world what he's got.
I'm just really ready for the fucking.
Oh, it's coming.
We're getting there. This is a bit of all foreplay.
Yeah.
Leading to our. Yes.
I also, one thing I really appreciate about this book is that the fanatic has so many catchphrases that might be like a music sting and sunglasses after he says it. So he says like the supernova thing and then he goes, I may be down, but I'm not out. Which is like a weird veiled like baseball pun or something.
He's
too.
Like a real housewife.
Yeah, exactly. That's like his like intro in the beginning. He's like, Gritty, I may be down, but I'm not out.
The Gritty also says at one point, mascot ain't his John anymore. It's my John. Which if you're from Philadelphia, you know that John is kind of an all-inclusive term that you could just throw out there for pretty
example,
much anything.
Jess, hand me that John over there.
Yes. And I know instantly that means this candle.
Exactly.
Yes.
I guess loosely translated to thing.
Thing.
Deal.
Yes. Yeah.
There's really no direct correlation, but you know, it's...
you'd have to be there, yeah.
So the fanatic decides he's going to sneak into the park and reclaim his glory. The park is, of course, on high security alert since the mayor has locked the fanatic out of Citizens Bank Park. So he has to escape through the underground tunnels of Citizens Bank Park through a Chicky and Pete's catering cart.
Yeah, crab fries cart.
Oh,
I miss Chickies and Pete's so bad.
Whenever my brother is at the airport, he always makes sure to stop at the Chickie and
Pete's crab fries
in the airport and get the crab fries.
Which don't have crab on them. It's just like a little cheese
Old Bay.
Sauce.
It's just Old Bay.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first time in the thing that I really had a physical reaction was when Chickie and Pete's was mentioned, because those crab fries with that cheese sauce, that took me back.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, God. God bless Philadelphia. So he sneaks in. He rushes onto the field before Gritty can. And he starts doing his moves. And the crowd's pretty into it. Because this is, you know, you're at Citizens Bank Park. This is what you expect. Then the Eye of the Tiger kicks in. And Gritty comes out dressed like Apollo Creed in Rocky IV, baby. So Philly. Oh, God. Oh, I love this so much. And the Gritty announces that they will have a mascot off.
As the Philly fanatic also thinks to himself, huh, Rocky III music while wearing Rocky IV clothes?
Yeah.
Side eye.
So the mascot off takes place. They're spinning their tummies. It's reported that both women and men, everyone in the stadium, they all faint. Gritty shines a bald man's head, and the fanatic says, I'll be damned. He's good. Like, oh, he's super into it. One of them gets a punch. It rings like 1,776 Liberty bells. For the fans at home, that might be one you get on the ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about the Constitution for a sec.
In Philadelphia, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But then it escalates a bit too much when Gritty is shot with a hot dog cannon by the fanatic. This kind of takes it a bit too far, and the crowd is not happy.
No. Mm.
Gritty falls to the ground, and he confesses, I never want it to replace you. I never want it to be you. I want it to be with you. You're the reason I became a mascot. My world, my muse, my love. Mm. Yeah.
This feels relatable.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, sometimes when you are enamored with someone, you're like, do I want to be them? Do I want to be with them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Try a little bit of all of it.
Yeah. Try being them for a bit. Kind of talented Mr. Ripley yourself.
And this is when the fanatic realizes that he is in love as well. And then we get to the good stuff. It did take a while. So this is a good point to say there is actually no erotica in this book. This is what we found out. Because this is, as you could tell, a bit of a joke, a very fun joke. It's very funny and a recommended read, but not the erotica that we're used to. And we didn't want to leave you guys without erotica. So we took it upon ourselves to write what happens next. In this, it describes that they kiss, the whole stadium cheers. There's a couple of extra chapters that are like explicit details removed. And then at the end, you realize that they're still at the stadium. They've had a standing ovation. So they made love all night in the stadium.
Yep.
But it doesn't quite say how. So we have decided to share with you how they made love.
Yes.
Would anyone like to start?
I don't mind.
Oh, David. Wow. David wrote his in his personal journal.
this will live with me forever.
Look at those stickers.
And I'll start because I fear that mine is the least juicy.
Oh,
so we'll start.
I bet that's not true.
It's not true. I bet yours is fucking filthy.
I bet we're going to be dripping.
Okay. Gritty leaned in. But just at the precipice of a kiss, the fanatic pushed Gritty away. This isn't right, the fanatic said.
No, oh my God.
What's wrong, asked Gritty, nearly paralyzed by stalled passion. Flightless birds mate in the sea.
David!
And before another word was spoken, the fanatic had Gritty on his ATV speeding towards the Delaware River.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They reached the banks of the Delaware River. The fanatic wondered if...
The banks of the Delaware. So disgusting.
Beautiful.
They washed away the needles and trash.
The fanatic wondered if this was how John the Baptist felt before he baptized Jesus. In charge for the moment, but ultimately a footnote in a greater destiny. He took Gritty's hand and led him into the water, tasting the spray, which no longer caused tetanus due to the efforts of the Delaware River Reclamation Project.
Yes! Oh my God.
When the water was waist high, he brought Gritty in close, pressing his cloaca against Gritty's front.
What?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
pressing his cloaca against Gritty's front bumpus.
Oh. Trying to think of what to call that.
For a moment, time didn't exist.
Oh my God.
There was only the fanatic in Gritty and the water of the Delaware River, which will be safe for humans in 2022. Their bodies rocked in rhythm as though choreographed, the kind of choreography you don't see until All-Star Weekend at least. After 5 seconds, more than twice the average copulation time for waterfowl, it was all over. What now? Asked Gritty, pushing his wet fur away from his googly eyes. I don't know, said the fanatic, as he watched the moon rise over the Walt Whitman Bridge. But for the first time in a long time, that thought doesn't worry me.
What?
Damn it!
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Oh my God.
David.
I like to think that a camera crew went down and this was all on the jumbotron still.
Oh, yeah.
The kiss cam.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, they should come back on the ATV wet, you know, holding hands.
They're wet. Yeah.
Oh my
David,
God. That was incredible.
That was very beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, very good.
Okay. This is very different.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to live up to that. Okay. So, where we last left them, they were kissing.
Like yes,
the fanatic's tongue was out. The Philly fanatic's tongue delicately made its way around Gritty's lips, a suggestion of what's to come, or better yet, who's to come. Mm. Oh. Gritty had been kissed before. You don't come out of the gates of, I will now revise this to the Wells Fargo, what was it?
Center.
The center, Wells Fargo Center without a kiss or two. But the kiss with the fanatic wasn't something Gritty had felt before. For this wasn't just a kiss on the lips. No. This kiss rocketed straight from his wide mouth to his now rock-hard clit. The kiss became more and more passionate, more all-consuming, and it was clear to Gritty that the fanatic instinctively knew what to do and how to do it.
Oh.
Startled by the beginnings of his own orange nectar, Gritty, Gritty involuntarily grasped at the fanatic's fur, unable to tell what he was caressing, only knowing that it was beautiful and lush and he wanted it all now. And the fanatic didn't let him wait. He slid his tongue down the orange-tufted curves of Gritty's arm, his back, his supple inner thighs.
Hell yeah.
And slowly worked his way to Gritty's pleasure spot. Doing what that tongue does so well, the fanatic noodled it around, creating a second surge in Gritty's loins like a mounted peak of a roller coaster.
Reka!
Gritty convulsed in pleasure. What was the fanatic doing? These rhythmic strokes? Besides an adoration of his sweet honey, was the fanatic trying to communicate something? Was his tongue spelling something out?
Oh my God!
No.
It's like the Da Vinci Code. Oh my God, what is it?
U. S. A. He stroked faster. USA. 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 Gritty, overtaken with love, freedom, liberty, and all that
yes!
is the
yes.
Keystone State, couldn't help but scream the tantric message himself. USA. USA. He shouted to the adoring crowd, who was absolutely staring at their passionate rendezvous. The crowd, elated at the clear and messy display of brotherly love, mechanically repeated the cheer, USA, 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 as the fanatic continued to absolutely and wholeheartedly give it to Gritty.
Mm. Oh my God.
Wow. Yes.
These are incredible. Yes.
I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
I need a moment.
Yeah.
I need a moment. Okay, so I started a bit after the kiss. I kind of just wanted to get right to it. Here we go. Gritty removed the fanatic's size 22 quadruple shoes. Each of his talons were 10 inches long, the exact same size of a Wawa classic hoagie. They had a similar smell, too, which drove Gritty wild. He wrapped his gigantic mouth around each one, one at a time. Oh. The fanatic threw his head back in ecstasy, his tongue wildly waving in the air like an inflatable tube guy in front of a car dealership. Gritty kissed along the fanatic's thick bird legs, making his way up to his birdhood. Sure, the fanatic had never worn pants. His birdhood was on display for all the world to see. But to be so close to it and to know it was all his, Gritty grinned greedily. He couldn't help but be impressed by its sheer size. You may be too big, even for someone with a mouth as large as mine.
Oh. Whoa.
He said before taking in his birdhood hole. Gritty's head bobbed up and down like a hockey player weaving back and forth on the ice. It wasn't long before a burst of whiz shot from the fanatic.
Jessica.
She's been waiting to write that all her life.
She told me in the car on the way here. She goes, you know, I have a revision to the jizz that he squirts in my story. And I was like, okay, I see what the revision
is. It was supposed to be confetti. But then I thought, I literally was in the shower and I was like, what if it was whiz? And I think I was right.
Whiz is like easy cheese.
Yes, for those of you at home, Philly cheesesteak is traditionally is wit whiz. A burst of whiz shot from the fanatic's phallic fandom, covering Gritty's face with his sweet, delicious taste.
That is vile.
Mine was a little nastier than everybody else's.
I could taste that cheese in my mouth and like,
good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you could tell the fanatic had like pineapple earlier today.
But still, what a nightmare getting that out of his fur later.
Right. Ugh. Totally.
Yeah, I mean, but hey.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't read, of course. And so I just kind of imagined this scene between Gritty and the Philly fanatic that I just saw happening at like Woody's, which is like the big gay club in Philly.
Oh, I love that.
Many a night and at Woody's.
Yeah. Is that the one with the piano?
No.
I'm thinking of the fancy one.
Of the fancy one. Let's go. Let's paint the picture. This is a nightclub. This is Pitbull is booming.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. All right. So Gritty took one last sip of his margarita. It was his fifth one, so he was good and drunk. He was about to leave, and then he saw him. Philly fanatic. Flocked around him were the studliest of studs, begging to buy him a drink and perhaps steal a few moments with the green gazelle with a serpent's tongue. Philly fanatic batted his eyelashes and soaked in all of the attention. But he only had eyes for the only other mascot in the room. Gritty. Gritty's uncontrollable eyes lingered at Philly Fanatic's uncovered midriff and that succulent, fat, grassy ass.
Yes.
Yes.
Madonna. Grassy grass. Fat, grassy ass.
He said to himself, oh yeah, Philly Fanatic is ready to get fucked.
Oh my God.
In an instant, Philly Fanatic was by his side, drinking his third vodka Red Bull.
Ew.
Want to go to the bathroom? I have Coke. Yes. Philly Fanatic said, swirling his long tongue in a Gritty's orange ear. In the bathroom, they squeezed into a stall, their large bodies pressed up to one another. A kiss. Then another kiss. Then another. Hurry up in there. A twink screams over the deafening sounds of Pitbull. Just a second, Philly Fanatic said.
He's like Lord Voldemort. Yeah.
Then he took out his bulbous hot cock and started spraying his urine into the toilet.
Whoa.
Yeah. You do it too, he said, looking deep into the corneas of Gritty's eyeballs. Gritty did as he was told, and together they sprayed their piss into the toilet. Gritty's red piss mixed with the Philly Fanatic's bright blue piss, and the toilet was full of a beautiful purple fluid. Think of like something that could fill a perfume bottle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What?
You know, piss.
You know, colorful piss. Philly fanatic kissed gritty.
I've seen like when an ice pop melts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, just think of piss.
Okay.
Philly fanatic kissed gritty deeply, and in a flash he disappeared. It was whirlwind night, one that Gritty would never forget.
So they pissed in the toilet.
They pissed together, and that
kissed
was
him, and he disappeared
in a stall that somehow they both fit into.
That's crazy.
Woody's, baby.
Oh my god! Wow,
these are incredible.
I mean, speechless.
I mean, and they're all. I think we touched on a lot of kinks here. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
David's is like very romantic, and like Madonna's is like. Yeah, we're fucking dirty in a bathroom, and I love
mean,
it.
That's how I saw them. They're dirty.
That's great.
They're dirty.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Madonna's, yours was also, I thought, strangely romantic. It felt very much like one of those kind of like pre-sexual encounters.
Yeah. I was like, inspired by Call Me By Your
Name. There was definitely shades of that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah. That had a real...
like set in Philly though.
Woody's is as close to like an Italian villa that Philadelphia has for sure.
And what is like the closest to like a peach, do we think, for like Gritty to like go home to later?
It feels like a hollowed out baseball, no?
Yeah. Yeah. Jess is right.
Yeah.
Jess is right.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a cheesesteak?
I was gonna say cheesesteak sounds fun.
Cheesesteak or like a bacon, egg, and cheese sizzly from Wawa.
Oh, like a butterscotch crimpet.
Oh, yes, of course. A tasty cake. Yes.
A tasty cake would be perfect.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't even know the filling was any different.
Yeah. Yeah. Pop it in the microwave or something.
Oh, David. You're nasty freak.
Oh, my goodness.
Fucking a warm butterscotch crimpet.
So that is what happened. The book does end. There is a little epilogue.
Yes.
Where
well before the epilogue, by the way, the Phillies still played a game.
Yes.
In the stadium, and they won. They defeated the Braves 3-0, which is a hilarious detail after two mascots fuck in the middle of the stadium. You still play the game, and that's the Phillies for you.
Yeah, and they did beat the Braves. They swept the Braves in the their opening series right now. So
right now they're doing great, right?
I think they're like 4-0. Yeah.
Damn.
So this this union of these two mascots really blessed the Phillies.
Yes. Yes. In like in Hinduism, you like throw rose water in like rooms of a new house or like things like that. This is like that. You have to fuck on the stadium floor. Yeah. And then it's like, wow, the team is blessed.
Yes.
I mean, the fanatic does get on the ground sometimes and gives a little hump.
Oh,
he's very sexual.
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough of Gritty. I only know like his kind of Antifa stuff, which I do think is very funny.
Yeah.
There was one great Gritty meme I saw that was like it was about like presidential candidates, and it said the only thing that billionaires should be running for is their lives. And I thought that was very funny.
So dumb.
And accurate. But the epilogue, we jump to June 25th, 2019. One of them is in labor. Is it the fanatic? No, I don't remember. Well, it's an egg, so I'm assuming it was the fanatic that gave birth. And they gave birth to a little green and orange ball of fur named Liberty. Mm. And she became the first elected female mascot president of the United States.
And then the fanatic says to Gritty, "She has your eyes, your gorgeous, heavenly, googly eyes. I hope they follow us forever."
Oh my! Wow. And Phin, P H I N. God, this book.
It's interesting that this book also followed the trope that many of our other erotica do, where the ending is like they have a family together.
Yes. Yeah. And I do want to say again, because this book was so funny. This guy did a great job. This was written by Matt Kerstetter, who I believe we found out was a friend of Brennan's. And he was a super nice guy. He told us we could read it without any issues. So thank you so much.
We
truly had a blast with this
one. We loved it.
And we hope that you enjoy, if you're listening for some reason,
our erotica.
Our erotica. Maybe you would want to put it into the sequel or something.
Yeah.
That is it, guys. That is the gritty of brotherly love. Now, typically at the end of the podcast, we like to rate it from 1 to 5, 1 being dry and 5 being slide out of your chair. Mm. Where did this fall on the erotic scale for you?
So I think because I got not only my own interpretation of what happened, but 3 other interpretations of what happened, I can't give this less than a 5 because I got all these different in my mind now it's not just the one sex scene, it's all 4 of those, and you get so many different things.
They all happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a very fulfilling
yeah
erotica for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I from what is written, I was pretty dry from what is written.
Yes.
But I gotta say, I mean, David, your erotica in particular.
It was really good.
I'm like 4?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
To make love in the Delaware.
It's been a dream of mine.
To go buy those big giant, sea crates, like just to kind of hide away. And
yeah.
Then dip down into the Brown River, watch a sofa, you know, go by as we make love. Yeah.
Our sofa.
Oh, my God. I mean, clearly the book, it's definitely written as a comedic joke. It's super funny. I think even if you're not from Philadelphia, it's very funny to read. I mean, it does hit on the tropes of erotica, and it does have a romance.
Yes.
But in itself, it is not very erotic. But given exactly what we have heard right now, I mean, this was a 5.
Woo!
These eroticas that we wrote ourselves were incredible.
Using the characters Matt created.
He clearly, without his inspiration in the world that he built, would not have inspired what we wrote. And I feel like what everything we wrote had a touch of what he was doing. It was a bit of erotica and also a bit of a love to the greatest city in the motherfucking world, Philadelphia.
Yes.
Madonna.
Well, I gotta say.
Oh, well, you didn't read it.
from what I heard from you guys, it sounds like this was very involved. That, you know, there was a lot of mentioning about Philly places and things.
It says Kung Fu Necktie at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it has some deep tracks.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
And I love Philly so much.
Me too.
And to have that integrated into this beautiful love story, I'm going to give it a 5 with a PH.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My 4 was also with a PH.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. When Gritty was created, I think it was the owner of the Flyers was being interviewed about why give the Flyers a mascot? And he said, you know, we were looking at things and we realized that you can't hug the Philadelphia Flyers. You can't put up a poster. I mean, you can put up a poster of the players, but, you know, you don't have a there's nothing to love about the Flyers inherently at first. And I think, he's like, you can't hug the city of Philadelphia. You need mascots. And I think what we learned in reading this.
Philly fucking rules. Philly fucking rules.
What we learned in this erotica is that we can't make love to the city of Philadelphia.
But
through these mascots, we can.
We can absolutely brotherly fuck the city of Philadelphia. Yeah.
The way it deserves to be. Whether it's sweet and sensitive in the rivers of the Delaware, or whether it's fucking hot and nasty in the bathrooms of Woody's.
Amen.
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 From sea to shining sea, baby. Ah, where this country began.
This is very patriotic.
My God. I've never had an episode where I'm so speechless.
Jessica.
Thank you so much for listening. We do have our assignment picked for next time if you're reading along. It's another one that's on Booksy.com. It's on the same website, and we'll share this on the Discord. It's called Superman Stole My Panties. It's by Kiss My Oops. I wish I knew the author's real name, but that's maybe that is their real name. Kiss My Oops, Superman Stole My Panties, Booksy.com. If you're reading along, thank you so much for being here, guests.
Thank you so much for your expertise.
Love you for your expertise. And thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful, sexy week.
And visit Philadelphia.
Yay.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.